Well, good morning and grace and peace to you. I'm so grateful that you've joined in to our 7 days of praying with the Psalms. I'm going to share with you each morning for these 7 days for about 10 minutes total, and most of that is going to be us praying with the Psalms. Today, as we begin, I'm going to share just a bit more for context than I will on the other 7 days. And I want to ask a simple question. Why is it good for us to pray with the Psalms, with their themes, with their language? Well, I often return to this simple idea that's in church history, and it goes like this. Lex orandi, lex credendi, lex vivendi. Lex orandi means the way of prayer. Lex credendi means the way of belief. Lex vivendi means the way of living. An interpretation of this could be understood that the way or the rule of prayer, the way we pray informs the way we believe, which then informs the way we live. The way we pray shapes the way we believe. The way we believe shapes the way we live. And there's interplay between these three over a lifetime. And what's the theme here? It's to care for how we pray. In our day and our time, we often, and I know this is true for me, pray out of our fragmented emotional state. We pray with words that come to us, words that are meaningful to us. We cry out in desperation. We bless the Lord often through songs rather than just speaking thanks through our words and in one long string. We draw on all sorts of resources for our prayers, and that's beautiful and it's very good. But what we see in the story of the body of those responding to the love of God over time, over the millennia, is this idea that the Psalms provide for us a school of prayer. That in praying with the Psalms, we are resonating like a string on an instrument or a tone would influence other materials around it. We're resonating with the covenant truths of God that God has poured into the world. And the Psalms are those resonances with that living word speaking into our world. And then the written word has emerged from it and shows us a way to pray that can rightly and with all goodness and all that's right and lovely and true and beautiful, that can winsomely shape our prayers so that our belief begins to conform around it, what we believe is true about God, ourselves, and others. And then, so we begin to live from that fountainhead of covenant truth and reality. Praying the Scriptures shapes not only the words as we pray them, it shapes us as we think them, as we get them on our lips and they emerge from our hearts. It sets those prayers deep within our bones so that our prayers, in moments of crisis, in moments of joy, all the beautiful human experience captured in the Psalms begin to resonate with all that's true and right and lovely and beautiful. We begin to think on these things, and it begins to change the way we live. Now, does it matter to God that we're praying the word back to God, the word that God has spoken? Well, we could think of it like this. If I speak something to someone, if I tell my children something that is true and beautiful about them, and they repeat what is true and beautiful about them back to me, there's a sweet sense of loyalty and alliance of the heart that begins, doesn't it? I want to respond to that and bless it. and they begin to see that I'm leaning in as they do it. And it's not because they did something right. It's because we are both resonating with what is true. Praying Scripture is us resonating in our spirits with what is true. And Jesus himself quoted the Psalms and prayed the Psalms. And we see when we begin to pray with the Psalms, using their words, we start to find our spirits rising. I love how when, in my experience, I've prayed the Psalms in the midst of tremendous distress or fear, I find myself aligning with Jesus, who in Luke chapter 4 is being challenged by the chaos of the wilderness, the chaos of the enemy's attack, you know, broad strokes hitting the Son of God right at the core of his identity, if you are who you say you are. And how does Jesus respond? He doesn't just respond with his own words. He actually brings to that moment the living word, the covenant truths of the Word of God. It is written, and he responds from Deuteronomy, and it shuts down the enemy's attack. He's aligned himself with this resonating, profound, loving truth that sits at the center of the universe, that there is a God who loves you and I, who has given us words and new songs and phrases and the gift of the written word, empowered by the living word, by the Spirit, and it shapes us. And we believe that God moves in response to our prayers. It's a mystery, this partnership, but it's one that he has created. And ours is to say, yes, 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 and amen, Lord. So now I'd like to lead us in our prayer for today. We're going to pray Psalm 8. And I'm going to pray it, shaping it at moments with words from myself. And then I'm going to move right into a prayer inspired by this psalm that's in the book Sheltering Mercy, Psalm 8, Fashioned from Chaos. And that's on page 29 for those using the books. Psalm 8. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory, Lord, above the heavens. From the lips of children and infants, you have ordained praise. Because of your enemies, you ordained praise to silence the foe and the avenger. So when I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, who are we that you're mindful of us? Who are we that you care for us? We're made a little lower than the heavenly beings, yet we are crowned with glory and honor. You made us ruler over the works of your hands. You put everything under our feet, flocks, herds, beasts of the field, birds of the air, even the fish of the fathomless deep, all that swim the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Fashioned from chaos. Creator God, anoint my eyes with wonder to behold the manifold witness of creation. Your name carved in every cell. Constellations brimming with glory, the same story told again and again in letters large and small. At every turn, the miracle of life, flesh shaped by the quickening breath of God, a holy mystery, met with silent awe by even those who curse you. I stand beneath the blanket of the skies, heavy with a weight of glory, as moon, stars, supernovas, distant galaxies sing in infinite night, a deep space chorus proclaiming glory. your goodness. How is it, Lord, that in your power and majesty you find time for me? You, spinner of galaxies, sculptor of space, of time, of matter, make room to be Emmanuel. In your It Is Good world, you have called us very good, dust in the company of angels. We are clothed in your image, christened as kings and queens to rule with justice and mercy over our small corner of creation, to name, tame, create, grow culture from chaos. You have placed us over all living things in land, sky, and sea. All bow before us as we bow before you. Hear, Lord, hear the song of creation, giving you praise. In Jesus' living name we come.